AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Cammie McCormick. In North Carolina, Duke Energy says it's repaired the power equipment damaged by gunfire over the weekend, and the lights and heat should be back on soon.
We have dropped from about 35,000 at the first of the day down to about 1,200 here in the afternoon. We will continue with those final restorations. We do anticipate having that completed this evening.
But the company's Jeff Brooks says these types of attacks are difficult to prevent.
Both physical, electronic, people, and processes to deter disruptions or limit the scope of disruptions at those facilities.
A former official at the Department of Homeland Security said today there's a growing concern about domestic terror attacks on energy infrastructure. Democrats are celebrating the win in Georgia of Senator Raphael Warnock. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today.
They say all good things come to those who wait. And this outcome is absolutely worth the wait.
Come January, Democrats will have an easier time using their 51-49 majority for approving President Biden's nominees, among other things. President Biden will speak at a gun violence vigil in Washington tonight. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more.
The White House says the president's remarks at the vigil will focus on the pain caused by gun violence.
He believes that it is incredibly important as president for him to continue to speak to this.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Mr. Biden will keep pushing for a ban on semi-automatic rifles, even as his party loses its control of the House next month.
Whether this happens in the next 3 weeks or beyond, this continues to be a priority for this president.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
A lot of stores nationwide have been dealing with the problem of theft, and one major seller says we may all soon be paying the price. Correspondent Stephen Futterman reports.
The CEO of Walmart says shoplifting is reaching historically high levels, so much so that it could lead to an increase in prices and, in some cases, the closure of stores. Most of the shoplifting is organized as opposed to petty theft. The company says it's working with local law enforcement, and Walmart isn't the only large big box retailer facing the problem. Target says it's seen a 50% jump in shoplifting that's led to losses of more than $400 million. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
As Russia continues to target Ukraine's infrastructure, the mayor of Kyiv said today there's no need at the moment to evacuate the city, but he did say that residents there should be prepared to do so, and there are growing concerns as the weather there worsens. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here's a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, December 8th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 at the ADRC CW in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10 a.m. at North Central Technical College in Wausau. The Cranberry Creek Landfill Expansion Local Committee Negotiating Committee will hold their meeting at 7:30 a.m. at the Siegel Town Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5 p.m., the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5 p.m., and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7 p.m. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and the Fire District will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 14. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 24.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday, the happier happy hour. Dominic, we're joined right now live via Zoom by a fine guest friend of ours. He is Bill Press, pundit and podcaster. Bill, happy holidays. We moved into bowl season now. How you doing, man?
Hey, Bill.
I'm celebrating Georgia, man. I got to tell you, big time. Yeah. By the way, I got to tell you, over your shoulder, crew, that traffic's pretty heavy there in Madison.
Yeah,
you know,
we're on University.
I hope they're all listening to Devil's Advocate Radio as they're driving by.
Sometimes
give them a shout out.
They can give me the finger from literally just a few feet away, Bill. Buddy, yes, absolutely. Warnock won in Georgia, which means that Herschel Walker lost. And Bill, the difference in the U.S. Senate between a 50-50 and a 51-49, I don't think most people know it's a lot more than one in the math.
Oh, yeah. First of all, it is the first time since 1934 that a president's party has gone through the midterms without losing a single Senate seat. FDR did it in 1934. Joe Biden did it in 2022. So let's just, you know, understand the significance of this, and a shout out to Biden, among others. Before I want to get to your question, but, you know, I just can't believe it was so close. You know, I mean, WTF, right? I mean, this guy was a blooming idiot, right? Herschel Walker, and the idea that people would even consider putting him in the United States Senate, I think is just a national disgrace. I mean, shame on the people of Georgia. I have to say that even though I exult in the fact that there are enough people, particularly, by the way, some Republicans in the suburbs who came out and said, no, we can't go there, right? I mean, that guy's just too crazy. And you got to give credit to Stacey Abrams, too. She might not have won for governor, but boy, she sure put together one hell of a get-out-the-vote campaign. And then credit to Warnock. I mean, he, by the way, so what is he, like 53? He's a star. He's a rising star in the Democratic Party. You know, he's young. He's won, what, five elections in the past 2 years?
Right.
I mean, he's a hell of a campaigner. He's really smart. And as I saw Cory Booker said today, he gets the poetry and the prose of politics, right? You know, he's an inspirational candidate, and he also now knows how to get things done in the United States Senate. So I super. And what Democrats have with this 50, to your point, is, first of all, it means that they get one extra seat on every committee. So if you're 50-50, the committees have to be split in half. And we know well enough what that means is gridlock. That's why the Senate couldn't hardly get anything done for the last 2 years. So they get every committee chair. They get one extra seat on every committee, which means for judges, much more likely to be able to get the Biden judges confirmed. If there were ever vacancies to the Supreme Court, much more likely to get have the votes. It means that they don't have to be held hostage by Joe Manchin anymore. Kyrsten Sinema. I mean, you know, they can just give them the finger and say, yeah, right? We don't need you anymore. And it's an interesting thing, too. It means that Kamala Harris is going to be, like, free at last. She's not going to hang around Washington to break any tie that happens. She'll be able to have a more, maybe a more robust schedule with whatever the Biden agenda is. So it's a big deal, a big deal. And I think if there were any, the wind that was in the sail of Herschel Walker with the midterms, with Democrats already having 50, right? Then the big argument that we need this to keep control of the Senate just was lost. And a lot of people just said, well, what the hell? For Republicans, it didn't matter. For Democrats, it mattered a lot.
Bill, I feel like I misconstrued Herschel Walker's record. I told our audience he was a vampire guy. I think he's more of a werewolf guy, actually.
I forget what he said. I love what Barack Obama said. Maybe he told that whole story about the movies he was watching, vampires, where he wanted to be one and no, and then he wanted to be the other. But, you know, Barack Obama said he can be whatever he wants. He can be a vampire. He can be a werewolf. He just doesn't belong. He shouldn't be a United States senator.
doesn't belong anywhere near the Senate, Bill. And yeah, Barack Obama also said that he himself, you know, had that similar debate when he was seven.
7 years old, right.
Our pal Bill Press celebrating with us the Warnock victory in Georgia. But to your point, and I want to get your sense, Bill, I trust your judgment. Herschel Walker was one of the worst candidates ever put forth by any party, as far as I can ever tell, since I've been reading anything. I mean, the guy literally was accused of putting a gun to one of his ex's head. You know, I mean, his family came out against him. His kid was railing against him. I mean, so super dysfunctional and abuse charges and all this stuff coming out. And the Republicans, you know, used to be the family values and all this kind of thing. They put all that aside. Because all they wanted, they needed somebody, something to slide in there. And let's not forget, this was Donald Trump's choice. And as much as we like to blame Herschel Walker and Donald Trump, there were also the others. I mean, Cruz was campaigning with him. Lindsey Graham was campaigning with Herschel Walker. They were all part of this. Bill, how do you see the Republican Party evolving from this point forward?
Well, first of all, I think the Republican Party that you and I, all of us, talk about or maybe used to know is dead. Doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it just does simply not exist. It's become a religious cult, right? Worshipping Donald Trump. It's driven by, I think, white Christian nationalism, mainly. The evangelicals have kind of taken over the party, and they got two issues. They've got abortion, and they've got same-sex marriage. And they will back anybody, any idiot. You don't have to know anything about policy. They don't care if you paid for a dozen abortions. You know, as long as you're going to go in there and vote against it, that's all they want. You agree to do that, that's all they want. And by the way, then you agree that Donald Trump won the 2020 election. And as long as you do that, they'll vote for any idiot, and just did too many of them in Georgia. The Republican Party has no more values. They don't believe anything. They're corrupt. They're immoral. And I just hope there are enough of people who used to be Republicans who can reform and regroup as something. You know, I kind of believe that having a healthy debate about policy between two different points of view, whether they to be two different kinds of Democrats or Democrats or Republicans, is healthy. We've come a long way with that, right? Yeah. Today, we don't have it now. Those people got an R behind your name, it doesn't matter, and you agree again. Anti-abortion, anti-same-sex marriage, bingo, you're in.
Bill Press, lots of people have tried to write the political obituary of Donald Trump. I saw one on Foxy News today. Yeah. But here's my contention, Bill. Until you kill the king, he's still the king. And when we get into the primary season, guys like Ron DeSantis are going to pale in comparison to the Cheeto Messiah. He's going to bloody knuckle his way through the primary field like he did the last time. And I think this party, Bill, I think they're going to demonstrate they're still craven enough. They'll come crawling back because Trump will be their nominee, to my opinion. Am I wrong?
Well, let me just say, there's a lot to back up what you're saying. And for the most part, I believe it. Although after yesterday, I'm starting to, this is a bad week for Donald Trump, right? And he's had a lot of bad weeks in a row. So, I mean, the tax returns, the special master being shot down, the special counsel being appointed, right? This criminal case in New York, the civil case in New York, and then Mehmet Oz, right? Blake Masters, whatever. Who's the other? The guy, Budak, or whatever his name was up in New Hampshire, right? So he's had a lot of bad stuff. But we have seen this movie before, starting when he slammed John McCain and everybody said, oh, this is the end of Donald Trump. If there are too many people running against him, number one, and if the Republicans continue not to have any backbone, number two, like weasel Kevin McCarthy, right? Donald Trump could easily, with everything he's got going against him, you're right, he could easily sneak through and become the nominee of the party again.
And Bill, he certainly has not lost the right-wing propaganda mouthpiece yet. I heard Clay and Buck today in regards to these fraudulent convictions now against the Trump org. Well, they're said, well, you know, this is a corporation that generates hundreds of millions of dollars a year. This $1.6 million fine is effectively a parking ticket. And that's how it's playing out in the right-wing, echo chamber today, Bill. They're defending the man still today.
Well, they defended him after the Access Hollywood tape. I mean, let's face it. That's why I say there's a lot of reason to believe that no matter how bad it is for Donald Trump, he will still emerge as the GOP nominee in 2024.
And they'll come crawling back.
What?
Crawl back to him, Bill.
He'd be the best nominee we could have as Democrats. We could have, right? Absolutely. Joe Biden would beat him like a drum, right? But there's just not enough Republicans who, again, using that word loosely, to wake up and say, this guy is poison. He is killing us. You know, he's lost four elections in a row. Why do they stick with this dude, right? I mean, only an idiot like Kevin McCarthy, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, go down the list, would stick with this. Paul Gosar did today.
Bill Press, our good friend. Bill, you're sticking around for a few more, right?
You bet. I'm not going anywhere. I got my iced tea.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, GOAT, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Please. The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press, our guest. Thanks for sticking around, Bill. You can find him at BillPressPods.com. I hear the math of what Crudy is saying about, you know, Donald Trump and what could happen. But there's so many headwinds against him. And I want to go down the list a little bit here with you, Bill, get your take. Of course, Trump Organization, Trump Payroll, or LLC, found guilty of like 17 different criminal fraud charges in New York here yesterday. And while, you know, some of the right-wing echo chamber might say, oh, this is a parking ticket, I don't know, man. I think perhaps, and we've been critical ever since Cy Vance, Manhattan DA, retired, and Alvin Bragg came in, and he, you know, was kind of slow-balling this thing. A couple of his people leave because they weren't happy with his decision-making process. I kind of checked it off as well. You know, got a new guy, got a new crew. And now he's bringing in another crew. And I'm wondering, Bill, do you think, given how political this is and how you got to dot your I's and cross your T's, that maybe Bragg is waiting for this particular conviction, the fraud, the corporation engaged in fraud, the prosecutors alleged during this, Bill, that they had proof that Donald Trump was a part of it. Now that you have this conviction, number one on that side, do you think Alvin Bragg will come out and start making more moves? What do you think that looks like on that particular front, Bill?
I do think he will. And I think, remember, this is only maybe one out of seven or eight fronts right now.
Right.
Donald Trump is in deep doo-doo, to George H.W. Bush's phrase, right? I mean, he's in legal, real serious legal trouble. There are two investigations by the Justice Department. One on the documents where Trump just lost his special master that idiot judge should never have agreed to and did and got slapped down by two Trump judges saying she didn't know what the hell she was doing, right? So he's got that. Then they now have the special counsel appointed, which I love, for special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. They got somebody who's an expert in war crimes, right? We talked about this, who came from The Hague. He's got that. E. Jean Carroll, the writer from Vanity Fair, whatever the magazine was, but you know, she's still under New York law suing him for defamation because she says he defamed her when she accused him of raping her in the Bloomingdale's dressing room. You know, he's got that front. I mean, the January 6th committee is now saying they're going to make criminal recommendations to the Justice Department. This organization thing, that's a big deal. What it means is Trump's all about the brand, right? It's always selling the brand, right? This means this brand is a criminal outfit, right? That's what the judges said. Direct criminal activity with a not direct with the knowledge and the involvement of Donald Trump, even though they didn't name him. So yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Well, no, go ahead.
I want to do a quick plug. You guys are always. You mentioned the podcast.
Yes, sir. Plug it.
Podcast this week. Go the Bill Press Pod, wherever you listen to podcasts. Norm Ornstein. Norm Ornstein is great. American Enterprise Institute. Nobody knows Congress better than he does. Boy, I talked to him. He rips into Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, and Donald Trump and all the Trumpy Republicans that we've been talking about. Brutal, but a great interview. It's up right now. So.
And just throw out a couple other issues that Trump is dealing with, Bill. Of course, Fulton County, Georgia.
That
one's there, too. We got that one. And, of course, Tish James, the New York Attorney General, coming out for her $250 million lawsuit against Donald Trump. Now, perhaps she can use some of this, fraud material that he's now been, or the organization has now been convicted of fraud. And not only that, it keeps coming, Bill. The Huffington Post reported that the Tish James office found that apparently Donald Trump or his organizations had some business dealings with a company that had North Korean ties. I mean, it just keeps coming, Bill, and the GOP just keeps hanging on.
I know. Now, since we've seen him, as back to our earlier conversation before the break, right? Since we've seen him survive so much, you have to still be skeptical that this is going to bring him down. But I do believe I want to be very careful here. We may be starting to see, I think we may be seeing the slow but sure political demise of Donald Trump. I got to put, you have not seen people really rushing to embrace him for 2024 after that dud of an announcement he made. And since he made that announcement, he hasn't been on the road. He hasn't done one rally. He hasn't made one speech. And I don't think, other than Paul Gosar, he's picked up one endorsement.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine podcaster. He's Bill Press for a few more minutes. Bill, let's talk about the House. You mentioned your guest, Norm Ornstein. Well, the House gavel's about to flip. We're about to lose Nancy Pelosi. And you have said to us, there will never be a Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Do you stand by your words, sir?
I want to repeat that today, more convinced than ever. And I've said on this program, check the tape, glad you remember, Kevin McCarthy will never be Speaker of the United States, of the House of Representatives. And the person I said I think could be waiting in the wings, I don't care what he says, is Steve Scalise. All right? Today, in an interview, Steve Scalise was pressed, right? Are you saying that you could be the go-to guy if McCarthy doesn't win on the first ballot? And all Steve Scalise says, we're going to keep voting until we have a speaker. He would not deny, right, that could be the outcome, which means he's open to the outcome, which tells me he's talking to people, baby. He is talking to people. Kevin McCarthy, I'm telling you. So I'll repeat it here. And, I look forward. I promise you, when it happens, I'll try not to say I told you so.
Bill Press, Steve Scalise has never been accused of being smart, but he was the whip. He could do math. And he knows McCarthy doesn't have the votes just like you, my friend.
Exactly. Can I add one other thing?
Make
now,
it quick.
This might be getting a little sensitive here, I know. But I think one of the best things that's happened this week, this is not getting enough attention, is that Joe Biden said, Iowa, you are out of the picture, baby. This to me is the best political news. Iowa does not represent the United States. The caucuses are not democratic. They're not. They really are an undemocratic institution. And Iowa is too damn cold and too damn white. And forget about it, right? Yeah.
Well, you sneak the weed into South Carolina, Bill. More.
The Show. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed
with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Clark County Forestry and Parks Department has announced that beginning on Wednesday, December 15th, all snowmobile and ATV trails located within Clark County public lands will remain closed until favorable winter riding conditions have been reached. They will monitor temperatures and conditions and update the public as conditions change. Reminder that UTVs are not allowed on Clark County public lands trail system from November 1st through May 14th. Feeding our communities with United Services, Focus, Neighborhood Meals has moved to their new location at 2321 West Grand Avenue, and all three services are now located under the same roof. The Focus Food Pantry and Focus Family Backpacks moved earlier this year. The meal program, formerly known as the Neighborhood Table, will serve their first two Thursday meals of December as to-goes, and beginning December 15th, meals will be served in-house. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 14. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 24. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Okay, a little bit of sincerity. Who's having the worst week in politics? And I've got a few suggestions. Number one, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Talked about the numerous ways Trump's having a bad week. Number two, Herschel Walker.
Pretty bad.
His own family, his children. You know, he's got many children.
Many children.
By many baby mamas. And many of them were celebrating the victory of Raphael Warnock in Georgia. So I got a I got to think that stings a little when your own kids are rooting.
Trump's got greater loyalty from his kids than Herschel Walker does, at least right now.
But I got one more suggestion, one more to throw in the pile, Dom, for worst week in politics. What about Rudy Giuliani?
Rudy.
There's a couple of headlines, Dom, and I'd like to point out Rudy Giuliani's trying to save his career this week. He's fighting for his law license, right? They're already disbarred him in the state of New York. And now we're down to the D.C. bar. And the D.C. bar has been basically, trying to hold him accountable for his fictitious lawsuits and his failed and fraudulent claims. But, Dom, the intelligencer over here, they've got Rudy Giuliani's five worst excuses from his attorney misconduct hearing. Do you want to hear a couple of them?
Let's do this.
I just want to read briefly from this. Rudy Giuliani is widely considered one of the key figures in Donald Trump's failed effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. During the January 6th committee hearing, multiple witnesses accused Giuliani of drunkenly, I didn't misread that. I'm not the drunk one. He was drunkenly urging Trump to declare victory on election night and of leading a group of, let's call them kooky advisors, others dubbed the crazies. Giuliani himself testified that he called Trump's White House attorney, attorneys plural, there are a bunch of them, Dom, a bunch of, let's just say, wussies for FCC reasons, for refusing to go along with his schemes. And who would forget the unhinged post-election press conference in which Giuliani spewed baseless allegations about a massive conspiracy directed by Joe Biden as his own hair dye tried to distance itself from him? That was at the Four Seasons, wasn't it, Dom? Despite all that, Giuliani attempted to downplay his role this week in the legal effort to block Biden's win as he faced trial-like proceedings to determine whether he had violated the D.C. Bar Association's rules of professional conduct. Pretty sure he
did. Yes, he did.
During Monday's hearing, D.C. Bar officials argued that in 2020, Giuliani had weaponized his law license by filing a federal lawsuit full of baseless claims of voter fraud.
Well, that's what the campaign told me, so what am I supposed to do?
Here's what the D.C. Disciplinary Counsel, Hamilton Fox, had to say. It was particularly egregious that it occurred in this case, that a meritless complaint was filed because it was an attempt to undermine the legitimacy of the presidential election. You think that's kind of a big deal, Dom?
I think it is.
One more quick thought. A New York state court already suspended Giuliani's law license for spreading lies about the 2020 election, following testimony from Giuliani and other witnesses, which is expected to continue this week. The hearing committee will draft recommendations on whether his license should be suspended or revoked in D.C. as well. The report will go to the bar's full disciplinary board, then to the D.C. Court of Appeals in a process that could take months. During several hours of virtual testimony on Monday and Tuesday, Giuliani offered a defense that was multi-pronged, but perhaps not that well thought out. Here, Dom, are a few of his arguments. I'm going to need your help. And I would point out, I watched a little Colbert last night. It was a virtual thing. So we see the testimony, and I saw the testimony. It got wrapped up, and Giuliani pulls back the sleeve and checks the time. You know, a good lawyer always writes down how many hours he's been at his diligent work, right?
Yes.
Still a lawyer as of today. And he noted to himself, why, I'm wearing two watches.
No, man, what the hell?
I've done some absent-minded, dumbass things, Dom, but I've never in my life worn two watches.
Oh, come on, man. He's an attorney. That way you can bill twice as much. The NYMag.com crudy, just like Tucker Carlson, he was just asking questions. The disciplinary hearings are focused on the court challenge Giuliani launched in Pennsylvania in November of 2020, in which he suggested the court should invalidate, Michael, 680,000 to 7 million votes and let the state legislature declare the winner of the presidential contest. Several courts ultimately rejected this. On Monday, Giuliani pushed back on the idea that he should have had some very specific evidence of fraud before making such a bold demand. Here's what he said. You don't start a lawsuit being able to prove. I mean, you're very lucky when you do. You don't start a lawsuit being able to prove, but being able to responsibly allege, Giuliani said per CNN. I was responsibly alleging based on the things that were told to me by other people. I wasn't proving. I had a long way to go to prove.
I don't think he's met the threshold even to this very day, Dom. No proving. A lot of, would you call it responsible alleging going on, Dom? Or perhaps irresponsible alleging?
Well, I mean, isn't that the point, though? I mean, we know lots of attorneys, Crudy, and most of them take their jobs very seriously, their law license very seriously. It's one thing to have some, you know, schmuck coming off the street and say, you know, and allege all sorts of issues. But as the lawyer, you're supposed to be the one to filter those things out. What's your proof? Well, somebody told me. Okay, besides that, that's all I got. Huh, sounds good to me, says Rudy. Let's do this. Because, of course, that was the whole point. As long as there was a headline, and Rudy Giuliani knows this, and all these other attorneys know this, and thankfully they're going to get their due. I mean, Dominion sued people for billions of dollars. It didn't matter whether or not it was true. They're playing the politics on it, but she said it. Now it plants the seed, and people pick it up, and they see it in a stream, and someone makes a meme out of it and puts it on Truthy Social, right? Now it becomes part of the vernacular. Well, this happened because, oh, there's a court case. Well, that's the point. And that's why there should be discipline. That's why the attorneys licensed to practice this law should be disciplined when they do dumbass things like this.
You're just bitter because Rudy's LSAT stores got him into law school, and apparently yours didn't get you. Dom, let's go, according to the Intelligencer here, let's go through a few of the excuses leveled by Rudy Giuliani during his disbarment hearings this week in D.C. Well, of course, Dom, November 2020 was a crazy time.
It was crazy, let me tell you.
Giuliani's attorney, John Leventhal, pointed out that the Pennsylvania complaint was filed at a chaotic time, air quotes. His client was busy coordinating litigation that alleged voter fraud in multiple battleground states, apparently without any sort of evidence, right? Reasonable allegations.
I mean, how hard is it to cut and paste a lawsuit? I mean, we saw some of the grammatical errors in different lawsuits filed around the country that referred to, like, Detroit when it was in another state.
Dominic Leventhal said Giuliani had joined the Pennsylvania litigation at the 11th hour and had a reasonable basis to rely on the information he was provided by the Trump campaign and other third parties.
You know, they're not reliable. Relying on the experts, Crudy. Intelligencer goes on to write that Giuliani didn't even write the Pennsylvania complaint. Another excuse. Giuliani tried to distance himself from the initial complaint filed in Pennsylvania, claiming on Monday that he had contributed only one or two paragraphs. He said it was mostly penned by local attorney Ron Hicks, who withdrew from the case before it was heard by a district judge, though Giuliani was advising Hicks on what to say. I was giving Hicks language so that eventually we could have the chance to consolidate this case with other cases similar to it, so we can try to have one case go to the Supreme Court, Giuliani said.
Dominic, here was another one of the excuses he had in his disciplinary hearing. Maybe he had so much evidence of voter fraud, he lost track of it.
That's what it is. My problem, Crudy, honestly, I just care too much.
Would you say we have a plethora of voter fraud evidence?
Yes.
Giuliani, anyways, here's what the Intelligencer writes. When asked if he turned over all the evidence that could possibly prove his post-election lawsuit wasn't frivolous, let's just say, Dom, Giuliani suggested that was impossible. As Bloomberg reports, Giuliani hedged when asked if the record in the disciplinary proceedings included all of the written evidence that supported his claims in Pennsylvania, saying his legal team had produced all that we can put our hands on. Boy, that's a high legal standard. But adding, but there's no doubt there's more. Fox asked where other documents could be if Giuliani didn't have them and the law firms that Giuliani worked with in Pennsylvania hadn't turned them over when they were subpoenaed. Giuliani suggested materials got lost as they handled multiple cases. You know, I dog ate them.
Ate the homework.
During the hearings, Giuliani also inadvertently underscored what his mental focus isn't what it once was. At one point, he looked at his wrist and remarked with surprise, "You know, I have two watches on."
Finally, Crudy, what? What if the conspiracy theories are true? Giuliani still wants to believe that widespread voter fraud is the only reason Trump isn't president right now. Per CNN, Giuliani on Monday doubled down on various conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, including the claim that Black Lives Matter activists were bussed into Philly to vote illegally in the election. The claim was based on the declaration of an out-of-town hotel guest who observed a large group of people wearing Black Lives Matter gear at Philadelphia Hotel, and from a statement about the supposed scheme from an unidentified Uber driver. Giuliani provided the declaration to the D.C. Bar's disciplinary office at the start of its ethics investigation in an effort to show that the Pennsylvania lawsuit had a reasonable basis. Do you think that is reasonable evidence of fraud in the 2020 election in Pennsylvania? Fox asked. I don't know. We would find out. We would certainly follow up on this. We'll follow up on it. Giuliani also said he believes that he's been unfairly persecuted for years over his involvement in Trump's attempt to steal the election, adding Tuesday, "I am shocked and offended this is happening to me." Oh, wow.
Well, those were
poor guy.
His many, many excuses for his bad conduct as a attorney at law, Dom. I'm not sure what his new excuses are. There's another bad Rudy headline. Hence why I think he should be included on the list of worst political weeks. Rudy Giuliani, ally, widely believed to be a Russian spy. Why, he was charged with money laundering. Dom, a little of the reporting I find. Andrei Dercok, a pro-Kremlin Ukrainian politician whom American intelligence agencies believe is a Russian spy, has been charged with multiple counts of money laundering. Rolling Stone reports that Dercok, who infamously met with the former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani in 2019 to push purported dirt on, wait for it, Hunter Biden, has been hit with 7 counts of money laundering related to his attempts to purchase 2 Beverly Hills condominiums. At least he's got good taste, right, L.A. Tom? Prosecutors allege that Dercok tried to hide his purchase of the condos by moving the $4 million through a shell corporation. Here's a quote, Tom. While participating in a scripted Russian disinformation campaign seeking to undermine U.S. institutions, Dercok simultaneously conspired to fraudulently benefit from a Western lifestyle for himself and his family in the United States, according to the assistant U.S. attorney Michael J. Driscoll in a prepared statement about the money laundering charges. You know, this guy's probably a spy, Dom, because even the Trump administration sanctioned this guy for being an active Russian agent for like a decade. Trump's kind of people. Only the best people.
Rudy. Only the best.
Rudy's having a bad week. Come back, Devils.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind,
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a small victory for progressives and the defeat of Joe Manchin and some of his malfeasant obstructionist policies. A little bit of reporting at the Rostery. Common Dreams initially put this up. It's being called a monumental victory. Dom, Manchin's industry-backed permitting reform has been defeated again. Here I read, progressive lawmakers in Congress and outside environmental campaigners celebrated a defensive victory overnight and into Wednesday after a much maligned oil and gas industry giveaway was left out of a major military NDAA spending bill introduced for passage in the U.S. House. We cannot and will not stop until Manchin's dirty deal is completely defeated. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap indeed, Dom. The darling of Senator Joe Manchin, Dem from West Virginia, the latest version of the Energy Security and Independence Act, ESIA, is permitting reform legislation for energy projects that critics have dubbed a dirty deal that would undermine progress to fight the climate emergency while exposing vulnerable communities to harmful impacts of new fossil fuel infrastructure. After failure to ram the proposal through earlier this year, Manchin hoped to ram it through with the approval of the fossil fuel industry back scheme that would undermine environmental protections and diminish the voices of frontline opponents opposed to damaging pipelines and similar projects by having it inserted into the must-pass National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. But after weeks of campaigning by climate action groups and other progressives and indications that Manchin would not find the necessary Republican support in the Senate, the proposal was absent when the House version of the NDAA was unveiled late Tuesday. So, you know, count the small victories when you can, Dom.
I mean, we'll take it when we can get it, no doubt. But what are we talking about? An $858 billion defense budget? My understanding, 8% higher than fiscal 2022 numbers? that interest, this inflation is really killing us, man. And look, come on, this is over the top. What are we spending this money on? I mean, for real. I mean, why are we spending another 8% of our defense money? Why are we going up to $858 billion? And I guess specifically, that's $817 in Defense Department spending.
You expect Crudy to defend the bloated budgets of the federal budget when it comes to defense spending? You know I'm like Bernie Sanders, man. I'm already against the next war. Cost a lot of money to kill people, Dom. We do it sort of indiscriminately with both our checkbooks and our moral compass. So anyways, I'm not down for the next war, dude. You know that of me. 844-967-2789. Here is some sad news. At least it makes me just a little sad as a homer. Jim Leonard, the coach that everyone thought was going to get the head coaching job here at UW-Madison, my beloved hometown university, although we're lacrosse grads, is not staying with the team. He's only going to be the defensive coordinator for effectively a bowl game on December 27th. We're going to play it out here on the Civic Media Network. 9:15 p.m. kickoff. Kind of a late game that night. Expecting coverage till about 2 in the morning that night on the pregame, postgame. But Jim Leonard, that will be his last act as a UW coach. He is leaving the program. Graham Mertz, the quarterback, leaving the program. But Braylon Allen from Fond du Lac, a local kid who's had two great years as a running back, kid's only 18, staying with the program. That is very good news. But Jim Leonard's out. And that makes me just a little sick.
I thought I saw some reporting that Leonard was staying around, and then immediately, a day later, no, he's out. And did you see a reporting that said he was sticking around, or is that just me?
He is out. I've seen.
I know he's out, but initially I thought I saw a report that said he was going to stay with the team.
In negotiations, that they were trying to be in talks or, you know, come to some sort of compromise. It's also being reported today that the Badgers are hiring Phil Longo away from UNC, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He's going to be Wisconsin's offensive coordinator. So they're hiring, just not Jim Leonard.
Oh, that sucks. I know he's a hometown favorite.
Well, because he did it the Wisconsin way. The kid was a walk-on from small school, you know, showed up, made good, made the team, became an All-American, had a 10-year NFL career, and for the last 7 years, maybe it was 9 years, Leonard's been waiting his turn. He's been doing all the right things, and it's just unfortunate, this circumstance. And I really do think that the UW athletic directors, the donor class, because this is really, this decision, Dom, was made by the donor class to the UW endowment. I mean, a lot of money was spent to fire Paul Crist, to get him out. What, $11 million, something like that? And then we hired the new guy at about $6.5 million a year. We got to buy out Jim Leonard's contract. We got to buy out the offensive coordinator's contract. But I really think it's about the expansion of the college playoff system. And I think the big dollar donors in the athletic department wants UW in that playoff each and every year. 21 consecutive years in bowl games. And historically, usually we're a top 15. If you're a top 12 team going forward, you're in the playoffs. That's all that will matter in the grandiose financial game that is college football. But it'll be a new defensive coordinator, a new quarterback, hopefully the same old running back. And I'll be cheering for him because, you know, I'm a total homer.
You're a total homer. I want to throw this one out there, too. I want to send some love. And it may not be what you think. Briefly here, seen it on Yahoo News as reported by The Advocate. Authorities were called to Republican Senator Ted Cruz's Texas home late Tuesday over reports that a teen had self-inflicted stab wounds, police told ABC affiliate KTRK. Cruz has two daughters, 11 and 14. The outlet reported that Houston police responded to called that a 14-year-old had stab wounds on their arms in the River Oaks neighborhood. The teen's identity was not disclosed. The teen was rushed to the hospital. This is a family matter, and thankfully their daughter is okay, a representative for Cruz told the Daily Beast. They added there were no serious injuries. The family requests that the media respect their daughter's privacy at this time. Cruz's eldest daughter shared on TikTok earlier this year that she was bisexual. And it's very tragic news. You know, young kids and bi kids have a higher suicide attempt rate than others. And so lots of love going out. Hopefully she will get the support that she needs. And I think everybody can get behind that, regardless of who her father is. You hate to see kids that are struggling. You hate to hear this kind of news. So I just want to give a little love out for the Cruz family at this time.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Thank you to our fine guest, Bill Press.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.